is on its way. It looks very good. It is home and hosed. Buddy has his first.
Nathan Franklin got plenty of time to go from 80 metres across the turf. Oh, yes! From 80 metres! Lance Franklin!
Franklin near the boundary with the left. Cometh the hour! Cometh the bunny!
And it was one of the great moments, that Buddy Franklin goal from the boundary line. But one of the great stars of the day was Luke Parker. His battle with Nate Fyfe was one of the highlights of the round, in fact, of the first week of finals. And he joins us on the line. Welcome to you, Luke, and congratulations not just on your year where you've lobbed into the All-Australian squad, but also on your form on the weekend. You're absolutely magnificent.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Must have been quite exciting finally to get out and play some finals footy with Buddy in the side, and he didn't let you down.
No, not at all. It was great to get out there on the weekend and play really quality opposition and have a real battle right down to the end. And we knew that was always going to be the case. They're such a quality midfield, and they just cover the ground so well, and they got the little blokes like Ballantyne and Walters just sneaking up forward and kicking a few goals. So it was great to get the win and get the week off.
Ironically, given that he's such a great forward, it was only when he got out of the forward line that the club started to function, or the team started to function.
Yeah, I think we fell into a bit of trouble at the start with going to Buddy all the time, and he had probably two or three blokes on him. Then after that, I think the coaches moved him up the ground and opened up the forward line for Tippett and Reedy and Goodsey, and then you still saw Buddy got involved in the last quarter and was able to turn the game like he's able to do.
Hey, Luke, congratulations. I thought you were the best man on the ground on Saturday afternoon. It was a brilliant performance. I remember talking to you about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and you probably lowered your covers for the first time opposed to Jordan Lewis in that Hawthorn loss. What was it like playing? How long did you have five for, and did you rotate through a number of Fremantle midfielders throughout the day?
Yeah, I think we thought we were just basically, when you're out there, we just wanted to match up with like for like, and me and Joey Kennedy probably match up with Fife and Mundy. So we had Harry Cunningham going with Hill as well, who he did an outstanding job. But when we're out there, we're just trying to get like for like, and they're a big body midfield, and they're some bloody big blokes in there. And we just had to get our hard ball and tackles up.
I thought Sandy Lance, from probably halfway through the third quarter, his ruck work was as good as I've seen, Jared. I just want to ask you, Luke, do you have to try and rove to Sandy Lance, and how difficult was it to, you know, to be on the opposition side to the big fella?
Yeah, I think we were really good the first half. I think we were more probably really predictable and winning a lot of the clearances. I think the second half they started, he's able to be so dangerous, and they were able to do a few party tricks and flick it all over the spot. So you kind of do have to, I guess, adjust to where he's going, and they've always got kind of the upper hand of where it's going. So they got a few easy clearances in the last probably quarter and a bit. The main thing was to keep our pressure up and just trying to minimise the damage, which I think we did. I think we had 16 or so smothers, so we just tried to minimise the damage from their clearances.
Smothers underrated, because they're not just smothers, they generally are essentially turnovers. If you win the ball. And I think it's an underrated element of the game.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's probably the most I've seen our club do for the whole season. And you just see in key moments that they're going to easily get an inside, a deep inside 50 kick that just to smother, or just to put a little bit of pressure, kind of just to go a bit wider, or just to hold that ball up, really helps the backman and gives them a bit more time to set up.
Smith and Rampy, Luke, they were huge. We talk about Franklin and we'll talk about Tippett and star-studded midfield, but they rarely get beaten, and they were huge on Ballantyne and Walters on Saturday.
Yeah, those two boys were outstanding. I think Smooch was able to get his hands on the footy as well, which is good to see, and he's actually got a lot of pace and really sets us up from the back line. But, he does that week in, week out, and shuts down their small defenders, small forwards, and he did it on the weekend with Ballantyne, and same with Ramps. He was just really composed when he got the footy, and those two are such a key role for our backline performing each week.
And I know crowd's not necessarily something the players care too much about, although a full house would have been nice. Were you surprised how few went?
A little bit, but I think it was more I don't know, the weather was absolutely horrible in the morning, so I think it might have turned a few people off. But, look, hopefully 2 weeks' time we have another crack out there and hopefully get a good crowd out there.
So, there's no possibility that you could be at the SCG? That hasn't been mentioned to you as players at all?
I'm not too sure. I think a few people have thrown a few things up, but I think it's... I think it might be like a 2% chance, so I'm not too sure at the moment. But look, we don't really care where we play. We don't have to travel next week, and it's a home final for us. And look, we're just really excited that one more win and we can cement ourselves into the grand final.
Absolutely, look like a nice crowd that would fit perfectly into the SCG for mine. But the AFL has scheduled your prelim according to the AFL website. It's happening at ANZ. Luke, thanks for your time, and good luck in a couple.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.